In triathlon back then and even now, they put your age on your calf with a magic marker, and you rack your bike next to people in your age group. So when you get out of the water, you know how you did based on the bikes that are around your bike, at least on the swim. And then when you get done with the bike, you can see how you're doing in your age group based on how many bikes in your rack are there before you. So I did pretty good. I don't think I made the podium in my age group, but I remember coming out of the water and seeing a lot of bikes on the rack still. So I thought, I'm doing okay on the swim. I got done with the bike. I did notice that there were two very fancy bikes that were parked next to mine at the beginning of the race, and they were not there when I got back on my bike. So I figured, wow, I beat those guys with the fancy bike. And then I went off on the run, and I came back, and I ended up doing fairly well. I got very interested and wanted to do better, decided I needed a new bike and a wetsuit and stuff like that. You have to put in the time in the pool. You have to put in the time on the bike. And you got to have some legs to run once you get off a very long bike ride. So it takes juggling all three sports and not getting burned out. So it's a challenge also during race day, how to stay hydrated, how to eat enough to make sure you don't run out of gas. It's a physiologic and mental challenge. In a sense, going through a long day in a triathlon, it's kind of like going through your life in a little tiny microcosm, because it's a very long day, and there are times where you feel absolutely horrible, and you don't think you can get to the end. You don't think you can finish, and your body's telling you, you know, you should just quit now before you just blow up or you have to stop. Being able to have the sort of the mental toughness to get through that and get you through to the other side and overcome your mind, essentially mind over matter. You know, your body's telling you, what are you doing? This is ridiculous. We can't go on anymore. And your mind is saying, just put one foot in front of the other. You're going to get to the finish. And by the time you do, you get through all that emotion, it's just this incredible feeling that really, there's nothing else that duplicates that, and that's what keeps me coming back. And that feeling that you can do almost anything when you get to that finish line.